Hey Grant, how are you?
Man, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Thank you for asking.
I'm calling about a deal, and it's called City Motors Towing. And right now, Everest is requesting a month-to-date bank statement. And I'm going to need to talk through like this deal because it's a little bit complicated, and I just want to get your feedback on what to do here. So City Motors Towing originally tried to finance them for equipment, but couldn't quite get it done. So now we're going the working capital route. We are about to send out contracts to them for On Deck. That's 180K funding at from On Deck, plus the interest, which I can find out what that is. But that isn't going to be ACH for a few days if we were to fund it today, because of their ACH policy. So, when we submitted City Motors, we said they already had an On Deck balance because we wanted to fund Everest directly after On Deck potentially. We can get you an October month date, but then I think Everest is going to realize, oh, like they don't actually have a balance right now. So I don't want that to cause confusion or anything. I just want everyone to be on the same page with the whole On Deck situation.
So right now they have nothing with OnDeck.
Nothing.
They just have commercial loan. Right, fine. So OnDeck's not there. What we would be doing is
I can tell you exactly what we're selling to them too.
well, you got 180. Well, I wouldn't be able to give you the 180 because the merchant just did 126 in September. I don't know how they get, well, they probably go a lot more over the deposits, that's why. So what we can do is
I'm.
somewhere, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that the 180 that we have it on deck right now is 18 month 13 14 sell rate.
Okay. 'Cause I wouldn't be able to tell you. I would be able to tell you right now. We won't be able to do the 180. I could aim for the 100, or.
Yeah, I mean, we have 100 right now at forward. We just want to have a backup as well, but I mean,
The drop, yeah.
if you're able to offer like a little bit over 100, maybe, that would knock you guys into, trying to fund there first after we fund the on-deck loan.
Okay, and they're still requesting from you. Let me see.
We got the EIN over now. It's just an October month today, but like considering the situation.
So we got the tax ID, now they're requesting month to date. All right, so do you want to send the month to date in the meantime? I fully understand what happened with On Deck. They were going to move forward, but they're not. So technically, this offer would be done as a second position behind commercial loan.
Commercial loan. Am I behind on something? From my understanding, they shouldn't have like a competitor balance right now.
It's just a monthly payment. Well, it's technically like. It's an, someone's pulling, but it's technically it's a first position. In other words, let me just say that, because On Deck's not really there. Commercial loan's pulling once a month, just a grand, basically a grand 100, and that's it. So
And so if we were to fund that on deck and then fund it you guys would be considered a third position?
right, we'd be considered a third position. I don't know who commercial loan is. I think this is the second time I see that with your deals. Hold
Yeah, because I don't think it would have been submitted with any like stating what the balances are.
it's probably not an MCA, but they are pulling a
So
day. They are pulling monthly, actually. I'm sorry.
Everest considers some monthly payments competitors.
It's not more like competitors. It's just we look at it in more of a sense if the merchant can support it, knowing that someone else is pulling, whether it's monthly, weekly, or daily. We try to see if we put it in there, we price it. I tend to be just very honest with whoever I'm speaking with and letting them know exactly what position it is. I mean, it's a monthly payment, it's not an MCA daily, so an ACH. So the offer will be based on a first, technically, because OnDeck's not there. You just stated it over the email, so we put
Yeah.
something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So long as the pricing, like when you guys come up with your numbers for an approval, that commercial loan isn't going to affect anything.
It won't affect anything. But then again, this is auto, is that correct? Or what type of industry? Or towing?
Towing.
Or, okay. So I believe their term doesn't really go more longer than, I think you got them. Oh, you got, well, you got 130. I could aim for like 150, actually. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to aim for 100, 105 and 150. Okay?
Okay, so,
But I need the month to date for October.
but if we get the month to date, we just want to make sure that any approval that's sent in from Everest is with the understanding that when it does fund, they're going to have that on deck balance.
Wait, I thought they didn't fund with on deck yet.
No, we're like about to. We're going to. We just need to have a second position ready because the merchant's trying to buy one of those like
Okay, how much are
semi
they
truck
funding?
towers. The
Oh,
fund
okay.
so OnDeck is going to fund
The
180K
180? Okay.
at a sell rate of 1.4 over 18 months. That daily payment will be 666.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So once we because what they're trying to buy are one of those like semi truck tow trucks, you know, the mega ones. Those are really expensive. And so we just need to get to a certain dollar amount between these two loans, the OnDeck and your loan, in order to have enough money to purchase this truck.
Okay, fair. So he's looking basically for the. I'm gonna try to aim for at least 100. So this is gonna be a second position offer, technically behind off deck. Okay, is that where we're both at?
Yes, second position behind
Okay,
on
great.
deck. But we still need the October month date, even though it will not show anything from on deck.
Right, because they would be funding. Do you know when?
I mean, we're ready to do contracts today and get them funded today. We have that ability. The issue is that it's being ACH, so that's going to delay money getting into their account for 3 days. But our manager wants to have an approval ready, you know, before we try and fund an on-deck loan, just so that we can have that total dollar amount in approvals. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I'm just trying to understand. So he's gonna get funded this week.
Yeah, like we can do the funding today, but because ACHs take 3 days, it's not going to drop into their account until like Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Because they ACH their funds, basically.
Yes,
Or
because it's in California, they have to go through some third party in order to release funds. And by going through that third party, it delays money dropping into their account. While on our end, it'll say, yes, we funded the deal, contracts were signed, and an agreement was made. The actual transfer of the money is gonna be delayed by about 3 days. So it's like, so
okay,
yeah,
so what
that's
if,
what we'll do.
oh, because I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to fund this after OnDeck, because if you fund us before, then OnDeck is going to.
Yeah. They don't do seconds.
Okay, I see where your problem is. All right, bye. Let me work on it.
All right. Should and you'll let me know about the month to date if you need it or
Well,
not.
the month to date, do you send it? Because they requested it from bank. But it shouldn't affect, like, in the meantime, as I try to get this approval for you.
Okay, I'll work on getting that October month to date in the meantime, so long as we're on the same page. Sounds like we're good.
Okay, great.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.